Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest for another 5 minutes. We've got a news blitz coming up with another guest in studio. He was finishing up with the government documents and reports he's read about how they want to use medical tyranny to carry out population reduction through the vaccines, through the food, through the water. We're going to have him back up in the near future. I was showing you the Times of London where they're talking about this. My film Endgame covers it. And now with government health care, Ron Paul has said this is a medical tyranny, and he's a medical doctor, OBGYN. We got about 4 minutes left. Dr. Blaylock, you've got the floor.
Well, you know, what people need to understand, look at what happened during this fiasco with the vaccine. Now, there were lives packed on top of lives. All these people are damaged and ruined and dead from this operation by the government. And they want to take over the entire health care system. They're going to run everything that happens to you medically, and you trust them. We couldn't trust them with one event. So how are we going to trust them with taking care of millions of health care events that take place every day? I mean, it's ludicrous. It's terrifying. And I think, and as I told Alex, I think that we're in the end game here. These people think they're so close to winning, they're no longer hiding their agenda. When I was looking at this stuff 40 years ago, most of this you couldn't find in anywhere unless you really did some digging. Now they're openly talking about it. You have presidents of countries that are openly calling for new constitutions, world constitutions. You have people talking about dissolving the sovereignty of countries openly. They're no longer hiding this because they think they're so close to winning. They don't have to hide it any longer. You can find population reduction documents very easily off the Internet in which they openly talking about how we want to do this. You look at people like Rahm Emanuel's brother, who's a physician, and the Hastings Institute. They openly talk about killing off the old people in terms that say, well, we've got to evaluate whether your life is worth living. We no longer can just provide you with unlimited health care.
And under comparative care, Tom Daschle and all of them say that's the plan, and they sold raising taxes, cutting benefits, and having the government tell physician what to do, and it's so nightmarish the average person just can't believe it.
And according to this bill, the physician will have no power whatsoever. He will be told everything he will or will not do. And if he doesn't do it, he'll lose his license or he'll go to jail. That's specifically outlined. And if people think that's not going to happen, they're deluding themselves. I've been warning physicians for over 30 years. They refused to listen all along, and here we are at the very end game. Everything I said was going to happen happened, but they were so hard-headed, so convinced that they could control it and stop it. And now that what I hear from my physician friends, they want to quit, retire, and get out of medicine. They're sick of it.
And now medicine will be carried out by government-trained kind of technicians. And they're openly saying somebody over 60 won't get a knee surgery. You'll get a shot of cortisone.
Or they'll give them a cane. People who have cataracts will just be given a stick with a red tip on it, and that's going to be your treatment. Now, if you think that's not true, you're deluding yourself. We see this in socialist countries all over the world. The idea is that you're not worth the expenditure. Everything's based on public expenditure. Well,
I've got you in video where they say that. That's the socialist collectivist system.
Well, you get on the Hastings Institute website, they'll tell you that. There's numerous papers written by Rahm Emanuel's brother in which he openly calls for that. So now we have a government in power who you can find their words directly on these websites and these foundations calling for that very thing. And, people need to wake up. There's not a lot of time left to stop this.
BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Doctor, will you join us again in a month for a part two to discuss, go through the bill itself?
I'll be glad.
That's now law. God bless you, sir, and God bless you for your courage. It's always buoying to talk to you. We're going to beat this thing together. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
Have a great weekend. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the one-child policy here in the U.S. being promoted by CNN.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Under the New World Order, you are a human resource to be used up and then exterminated. You just heard Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon, giving you chapter and verse of government and foundation documents where they say they want to poison your food and water and your vaccines to sterilize you and your family, that more than 90% of the vaccines in the U.S. are made in China, that they are killing people en masse, and they know this. They know this. I mean, there are people all over my neighborhood, people my dad works with, talk show hosts I know in Austin, two different ones. Well, one person's a news person, the other is a number one talk show host in the morning. Dale Dudley went and got the shot, and the doctors told him, no, you've got Guillain-Barré. But thankfully, it was a mild case from the vaccine. And then you sit here and you try to tell the public this, and the mainstream media ridicules you. There was a big newspaper article last year attacking Blaylock and myself, saying we're a bunch of nuts. Am I a nut? I've got Population, Resources, and Environment. This thing is written by the White House science czar. It is 1,050-plus pages long, and I've read most of this, and so has Aaron Dykes. Let me tell you something. Aaron Dykes graduated from UT 5 years ago and came to work from us, and I don't hire people that are true believers or just believe what I'm saying. I randomly hire folks, you know, out of ads. They don't know where they're coming to be interviewed. And I hire people. Almost every person that's hired here doesn't believe it when they take the job, and they're laughing at me. But let me tell you something. They're not laughing later. It's not a joke later. See, I know I can hire anybody if they're not a government agent, and I can bring them in here, and they're going to see everything I see, and they're going to know the truth. This is the White House science czar saying poison your water and your medicine to sterilize your butt. Eco-science, population, resources, and environment. Government policy book. By the way, that's been in the Associated Press when that broke a year ago. I mean, look at this one. This is out of CBS News. Mutant poliovirus spreads in Nigeria. Children affected this year by paralyzing disease believed to be caused by the same vaccine that used to fight it. Then the AP reported this is going on all over the world. It's got live cancer viruses in it. You heard Dr. Blaylock talk about it. And it's passed on genetically when you have children. And you wonder, I mean, folks, cancer in people under 30, 50 years ago was unheard of. Little kids never got it. I've had so many retired and older, about to retire, medical doctors, surgeons, brain surgeons, cancer doctors on this show that when they were in residency or they were in medical school, it was unheard of. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what, there's 16 people in this office. I've got another four or five employees. A couple of them are contractors outside of the office. And every week or two, oh, yeah, my brother who's 22's got cancer. Oh, yeah, my cousin who was 27 just died of cancer. My neighbor who was 30 just died of cancer. Yeah, the neighborhood kid who's 5 just died of cancer. Rob Dews, one of his bandmates, 30-something years old, just died of cancer. One of my shipping guys' girlfriend, 23 years old, for 2 years, has been fighting for her life against cancer. I mean, just cancer, 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 everywhere. And we've got all the studies, it's the vaccines and what they're adding to the water. I mean, but the good news is record low numbers, generally 45 to 50% of America. It's the same numbers in Europe and Canada take the vaccines every year. It was below 20% this year and dropping. Some counties lower than 5%. There are some highly educated counties in New York and in the Bay Area and north of that in Santa Rosa were almost 80%. In fact, you know, it's like headlines like doctors or health departments scared. Upwards of 80% of parents not vaccinating kids in this county. And you go find out it's one of the most educated counties in the country. Because, in fact, the counties that you find are some of the most liberal and socialist, but these are people that woke up. They're like, wow, when I went to college, they taught us we were going to kill everybody. But now I found out that this is me, too. I'm not taking it. Let me tell you something, folks. This isn't a joke or a game. And it's so horrific. It's so horrible that the average person cannot believe this is really going on, that this is really happening. Here's another example of literally hundreds. Aspartame in the mid-1960s was discovered in, this is, I mean, just Google the history of aspartame. Google the aspartame manufacturing process. It won't be Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com telling you what we think. You will be on university websites bragging about it. They were working in genetic engineering for a chemical weapon, and they genetically engineered E. coli bacteria that can eat toxic waste. They're also doing studies of bacteria that can eat oil slicks and things. And now you've all heard about how they have those. And these E. coli eat these toxic substances they feed them, and then they defecate aspartame that's 61 times per gram sweeter than sugar and is an addictive neurotoxin. And I could have Dr. Blaylock talk about that. Rumsfeld comes along as the head of Monsanto when they bought Searle in the 70s. And the federal government wouldn't authorize it, saying it's deadly poison. But they said, look, this is addictive. We'll put this in drinks, and they will be completely addicted. And it also eats holes in your brains and causes diabetes. And we've had Blaylock on and other doctors to go over that. Now, in the last 4 years, it went from being in the sugarless gum and the sugarless candy. You next time, and everybody's in denial. You know, my great cousin, smart guy, he was in town visiting us last weekend. To see his sister's new baby. And we're out at my parents' house, and we're swimming around in my parents' pool, and he gets out, goes to his shirt, and gets some breath mints out. And I said, those have got aspartame in them. He said, no, they don't. I don't ever eat aspartame. And I said, give me the package. I said, aspartame. He said, my gosh, this isn't even sugarless. And I said, I know. It's in 99%. I mean, I go to HEB, and I go into the candy and gum aisle because, I mean, I'm not a big candy or gum chewer, but sometimes I want some when I'm at the grocery store. Sometimes my wife sends me off to get something. I'll go down the candy aisle, and only the chocolate doesn't have it. Everything else, just they may have 40 different types of bubble gum. My kids will beg, oh, get me some bubble gum, and I want to give them a treat. It's not that it's bad enough that corn syrup is linked to diabetes and all these problems. In fact, pull up the Washington Post. Half of corn syrup has mercury in it. Just Google that. It'll come up. I want to show people. That's not bad enough. It has aspartame that is bacteria, chemical weapon feces. And I was with my kids at the gas station. I told this story about a month ago. We'd gone on a hike on the Greenbelt. There it is. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Washington Post. See, everything I say is documented. This is not my opinion. And I walk in, and it's a big, nice gas station in my neighborhood. And I'm looking around. And they say, can I help you? And I said, I just want to get them some bubble gum. But none of this, it all has aspartame. And some guy goes, oh, so what? And then there's some yuppies getting mad. And I said, that's it, I'm preaching. It's a chemical weapon, the defecation of bacteria created by the Pentagon. It's highly addictive and causes brain damage and attacks every organ. And I just started preaching. And I told my children, we're supposed to stand up for humanity. We're not supposed to be sheep. But all these people in here laughing at us, they're too scared to even speak out or talk to their neighbor. They got to run home and watch their television sets. And my kids have learned to be confident. They're like, that's right, Daddy. You tell them. New World Order brainwashing. And I walk out into the sun, and I think they got 10 pumps, and there's cars everywhere. And I'd seen all these brainwashed, three or four people inside the store. And it's Alex Jones, we love you. Death of New World Order. And just all these cars and people pumping gas. So there was the dumbed down people, and I was getting depressed. But then I walked outside, and it was just almost every car, every group. I could barely get out of there shaking hands with people. They were awake. They saw the documentation. And as Dr. Blaylock said, the government's moving to force you to take these vaccines and force you to take these drugs. That's what government health care is about, number one. And so that's the good news, is we're waking people up, and we're not going to stop. And, folks, we're saving millions of people. So I'm not worried if the globalists kill me. I want to keep living. I don't want to die, but I'm not worried about it. It is a natural, good, wholesome human instinct to want to warn people. And I was just quietly telling my kids, sorry, you can't have that. It's got aspartame. Sorry, you can't have that. And some yuppie, he got in a brand new BMW when he went outside. He saw that, knew who I was, said something smart to me, and I just gave it to him. Not in a mean way. I just stood up, stuck my chest out, and said, I'm now going to warn all of you. This guy thinks it's funny. I'm now going to expound on a five-minute talk right there in that gas station. And that's what it's going to take to stop these people, getting through your comfort zone, standing up, and declaring the truth. And it's that spirit that's going to crush the enemy. You stand up, you have the truth. As the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And I am going to keep on a-coming. And we got to stop drinking fluoride water. We got to purify the water coming that we take baths in. We got to stop eating GMO. We got to stop eating aspartame. We got to start reading labels. We got to start getting informed. We got to take action. And we got to warn everybody we know. Now, I just went on that rant. When I come back, how green is your love life? This is what they had on Earth Day yesterday. Don't be so keen on having babies. How about adopting a child instead, or implementing a one-child policy? And then I want to go into how they're taking over all our cities. The big banks get most of the money that your city raises in taxes. They invest it. And they passed it last night. I've been warning you about this. It's happening all over the country. Many cities did it on Death Day, World Government Slavery Day, known as Earth Day. And on Slave Day yesterday, on Eugenics Death Cult Day, Austin Renewable Energy Plan sails easily through council. Unanimously, they vote for a $2.6 billion tax in the next 3 years on gas and power. And I was listening to the head of the city energy program on the radio this morning going, well, it will be a 35 to 50% increase in your power, but it's for the earth. No, it's for these bastards sucking everybody dry and running our lives and carrying out a eugenics program. That's what this is all about. That's why all this is going on. That's why this is happening. And they've trained the yuppies and everybody else that it's cool to think we're overpopulated. What the yuppies don't get is they're being chemically attacked right now. So I guess in a sick way, it's cute. The yuppies like kind of being in on the secret that, oh, we're killing all the third world people. They're killing your dumbass as well.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show, then we're going into overdrive. International sensation Doug Stanhope, comedian, is going to be in here with us. Known Doug for, I don't know, 8-9 years, longer. Really interesting fellow. Haven't seen him in years. He is here, and we're going to have him in studio. Look, there are real environmental issues, and they know that humans are concerned about their environment. And they've been caught red-handed lying about global warming, fear-mongering people. It's come out in their own emails from the UN. It's all premeditated. It's all lies. And the big central banks are the ones financing it. And all over the country and all over the world, they're coming in and saying, oh, it's green energy. We're going to double your energy prices. And all this is another tax. They're taking over health care as a new tax and cutting the amount of care you get. And I've been telling you about this the last few months. They did it with really no public discussion. Austin Renewable Energy Plan sails easily through. Austin American Statesman Program would make city among the nation's greenest, but cost concerns persist. Green means taking over your society, raping you financially. Here's another report from Austin Energy that has a monopoly over people's power. And, of course, that's why they'd come in and buy up private power companies and shut them off in the last decade, was to then now set up the gouging you're about to enjoy. And, again, this is happening all over the country. Austin's energy carbon reduction plan calls for CO2 emissions, which plants breathe, to be reduced by a greater amount than what the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 calls for, also known as the cap and trade bill. And it says it will increase prices and cost $2.6 billion, says Austin Energy. Customers should expect to see slight rate increases, $2.6 billion, more than all taxes combined each year. So that's what's going on. Meanwhile, Gore takes cash from water campaign from chemical firm. They're making water artificially scarce, shutting off the water, training you to pay more for it. Environmentalists condemn former vice president for letting controversial company fund Life Earth. And then I've got another report here where they're talking about putting a big tax on all British fruits, flowers, anything shipped in because it's sucking water out of the planet. UK relies on virtual water from drought-prone countries, says report. And what's one of the only industries in Kenya other than safaris and nature tours? Water. Embedded in imported goods puts severe pressure on areas already short of water. One of Kenya's main exports is roses. Sorry, you're not going to have jobs. And that's why the third world had been promised all this money from the West under the cap and trade when they got the Copenhagen Treaty back in December. Remember this on the news? The third world said no because it right at, not quite double, but right at doubled the amount of taxes they've got to pay. And what's in the White House Science Czar's own textbook? What does the Times of London report, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation? They say we can't let the third world become industrialized. We've got to forcibly reduce their population. But once a nation industrializes, the population drops. Europe only has a 1.3. The U.S. only has a 1.3 population replacement rate of original population. Third world populations replace us. So actually industrializing would make them not have as many kids, but they just want to kill them and then not let them have industry. This is all about control, and that's in the Royal Commission on Population report when they first set up this plan in 1949, and that's been declassified. We have State Department Memorandum 200 where Henry Kissinger said, we'll start wars, we'll start famines, and we'll secretly fund third world countries to cut their population by 50% or they won't get IMF World Bank money. And now the U.S. is going under IMF World Bank control. Before we go to break here and come back with Doug Stanhope in studio, I want to thank a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. We'll actually do that when we come back from break because I don't have my folder here with me. It has gone sayonara for sponsors that I was going to plug. Oh, here, now I have it. Good, underneath a book, underneath the eco-science book. I want to tell you about a Cova Blue. I mean, you might as well just trust the government and drink the sodium fluoride and all the chemicals. I mean, here's a headline today. Millions drink toxic water in USA, but EPA says it's approved. Go ahead and kill yourself, folks. You know, it's the right thing to do for the elites so the bankers have all your money. Don't go to acolablue.com and get an atmospheric water generator that grabs water out of the atmosphere and puts it through 12 filters. Don't do that, okay? It's for the earth. Kill your children. Kill them. Give them the government water. Give them all the shots. They'll sit there drooling in the corner. It's the cool, trendy thing to do, okay? All of you that are for population reduction, fine, kill yourselves, okay? As for me, I'm drinking a Cola Blue water, okay? Acolablue.com, Acolablue.com, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Acolablue.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got two new films out in the last 2 weeks, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, both exposed. the absolute tyranny being set up in our society. Get the films at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. Doug Stanhope coming up in studio straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Doug Stanhope has been a stand-up comic since 1990. He's hosted his own television show, The Man Show, and many other programs. He's got TV shows in the U.S., England, Canada currently. We'll talk about some of those. DougStanhope.com. You know, I met Joe Rogan, I guess it's got to be 12 years ago now, and then I 10 years ago, had a chance to meet Stanhope. His comedy certainly changed. A lot of stuff you do is really funny. I think you're a talented guy. I disagree with about 50% of what you say. Then it gets confusing because I agree with part of the other half. But before we get into a big argument, a big debate, because I didn't want to get in a fight with you, and you've come ready. You're all amped up.
No.
Hey, that's great. Say whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You said you want to talk about eugenics. You disagree with me. So we're going to discuss it all coming up here. And you were even saying you don't even like Ventura Show that I'm part of. You can talk about that, whatever you want. But first off, tell us about what you've been doing lately and about some of the TV shows and stuff.
All I've been doing is stand-up. Yeah, we did a show for the BBC. I had a segment in it was called Newswipe. But really, I'm just doing stand-up. I moved to a small town in Bisbee, Arizona, right on the Mexican border, so I'm right by the fire exit when the whole end game, when the whole country falls apart, I'm right by the Mexican border, so I'm at the fire exit. to get the hell out of here. I watch your videos. They scare the hell out of me. And
all right, well, let me ask you a question. You know, early on, you didn't think 9/11 was an inside job. I think over the years, you've changed that stance some. I've talked about the banks are going to implode things by design. Now that's happened. So like, why am I wrong then about other stuff?
Oh, I didn't say you were wrong. I didn't say you were wrong at all. This stuff that I think, yeah, eugenics. I've always preached incentive-based eugenics. I don't see where there's anything wrong with a plan where, when you take the force out of it, if you made it an incentive-based program, and there are programs out there paying.
It's called industrialization.
All right.
Well, every country that's industrialized goes from an average of 3.7 children globally to 1.3.
All right.
And so
1.3 is still too many. When you live in a finite.
When you have two parents, 1.3 isn't even replacement. If people only had 1.3 forever, right, our population would go extinct.
And then traffic would be good, and I wouldn't have to worry about getting from here to KLBJ.
But everybody's got a right to exist. I tell people that really believe in eugenics, they should kill themselves.
Well, I'm not planning on breeding, and that's changed me a lot, Alex, is the fact.
No, you got to go further, Doug. You got to go further. Okay?
All right.
Because you're still taking up resources. You took a jet airplane right here. You believe in all this.
Yeah, yeah, and one child increases your carbon footprint 40 times.
So you believe carbon dioxide's bad?
I have no idea. I don't think about this stuff. I have a fun life.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you roll because you were nice to come in. We're going 30 minutes into overdrive, too, or 20 minutes or so. Then you're going to 93.7 to be on with them. So, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Give me your view on eugenics because there's the public eugenics, positive and negative,
right,
is within that. The public system of eugenics, but there's a real overlay elite eugenics of social Darwinism where they want to basically kill in their internal documents 99.9%, publicly 80%.
All right. Well, again, you have all these facts and figures. I have no idea.
I have the White House Science Czar's book.
You are like the internet.
But, I mean, do you like him?
Such a barrage of information that you just can't take it all in. You're here. It's like when you go on Wikipedia and you click a link, and that takes you to a page, and you click another link, and then you go, I don't even know why I went on the internet to begin with. You're just such a barrage of information. I think, yes, I think that people are basically dumb. I'm an elitist. I'm a drunk, I'm not educated, and I believe I'm probably in the top 5% of the smartest people on this planet, which is really scary, because I'm not bright at all. And yeah, I'm somewhat of an elitist, and I think eugenics, before you ask for the people to rise up and take what's theirs, meet the people, because they're really, really buffoons.
No, I mean, but that's the modern decadent society, and there's always been slobs out there, and it is a lot worse now. The problem is the elite are using the slobs and putting them in police uniforms to destroy the middle class, which the elite say is their genetic enemy. The elite obsess over people like me or other people that are smart. They want me dead. I'm their real enemy. Eugenics is targeting me.
I
don't like that.
I know, and that's why I want a job application from the New World Order. I want to be on that side. Like, that's what sucks is when you're in the middle, where you go, all right, I'm aware of this power elite that's, you know, manipulating me and people not being aware of it, but I also see people not wanting that want to be led. As long as you want to be led, you're going to have leaders that are corrupt. And that's going to just go on. It's going to be cyclical. And I think.
Well, I mean, clearly humans do toxic things to the planet, but so do volcanoes and asteroids. And I'm all for cleaning things up. My issue is this isn't cleaning it up. This is the banks cleaning up their competition. So, I mean, what would you do then? I mean,
You know what I did? I bought a little house on the border in a small town, and I'm just whittling away my days trying to enjoy myself. Because I'm not leaving anyone behind on this planet. That's your problem. You're a father.
You're not going to have children.
No, get a vasectomy. I'm tied up. If I wanted a kid, I would adopt one. There's plenty of pre-made people on this planet that are unwanted and waiting for you to come.
So the hundreds of thousands of years of your genetic line and all the struggling and fighting cave bears and other tribes and everything that brought you to this point, you want that to leave the solar system. Not me. I want my genetics going to Alpha Centauri, and it is. We're going to defeat these people. We're going to spill out in giant hordes and colonize space, and we're going to turn into something unbelievably powerful.
And then people will ruin space. You'll have East space versus West space, and you'll have...
We'll ruin space.
Yes.
Hundreds of billions of galaxies with trillions and trillions of stars.
No, I'm saying...
Thousands of habitable planets already discovered. with the super telescopes, and we're going to destroy space. No, we're going to bring our consciousness and our beauty to space. We're going to defeat the hordes that work for the New World Order, and we're going to defeat the New World Order.
I appreciate your passion, and I wish I had it, and I wish I had hope. But I deal with people every day, and the more you look at how tragically awful human beings are at their core.
Well, I will say this. I thought everybody was like my parents, really good, loving, intelligent, compassionate, people that enjoyed beauty and were honorable. And sure, but I've had elitists tell me this. They said, Alex, the public scum, you need to just join us. You know, let's say off record, and I've had meetings with people, quite a few, CEOs, globalists.
Drop my name.
Well, no, and I mean, I'm not kidding. I've been taken up on the map. But the thing is, once you give into that they're all scum, then the sky's the limit. I mean, then we do destroy society. See, that's a spell. That's a delusion. It's like a mind virus.
Well, yeah, I think that you constantly have to fight the powers that be on some level. Again, you're trying to fight everybody at once, and you're amazing.
I am not amazing. Doug Stanhope, though, you're a great comic. And that's what throws me, is so much what you say I totally agree with, and then there's so many other things I see and I find it very disturbing. But I guess at least it gets me thinking. DougStanhope.com is the website. We've got it linked.
All my fans are waiting for you to call me a degenerate atheist. Say it's only a matter of time before he refers to you as a degenerate atheist.
Well, I did refer to you that when you were nice enough to have me introduce you on stage.
Yes, and I
but that's because even though I like you at certain levels, I can't be dishonest. About
I at this same time,
you can call me a degenerate guy that believes in fairy tale gods.
I would say that if you were
I am directly energized by the spirit of the universe. I can feel it. It guides me. I know it's there. I've seen things that I wouldn't even tell people on air.
Sure.
I've had experiences that it's real. We're only in one.
I had them on DMT.
We're only in a very thin dimension here. You know, sure. Very small part.
All right.
You know, you've got senses other than your eyes, your touch, your smell.
I would love to just have one clip of Alex Jones scratching his head going, you know, I really don't know.
Joe Rogan believes in God now.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bred, too. He has a kid.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, you believe, yeah.
That he believes in God.
Because once you have children, it triggers mechanisms in you. And, yeah.
Yeah, it triggers probably horrible things in you. That whole, you know, ape-like need to protect it deludes logic. I believe.
I never thought clear until I had children.
Really?
I only wish my wife would give me more.
I think, sex and children are the two things that delude logic the most in this society. Where everyone's trying to get laid, or once you have kids, you have to protect them, and it brings out all that animal instinct in you that makes you ignore the rational, logical part of your brain.
No. From an intellectual and historical and from the view of anthropology and sociology and psychology, our whole design is to breed.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Is they keep breeding and breeding, and we live in a finite space, and that's why...
No, we've got to go off-world.
Off-world, okay. Yeah, once that plan is in effect, then start humping out the kids. Don't bring the product before you built the shelves.
But here's the problem, and they talk about this in the movie Idiocracy. You seen Mike Judge?
Yeah.
Where it shows the really smart yuppies or whatever. They're like, oh, we're not going to have kids for the Earth. And then it shows the football player going with the cheerleaders, I'm going to have babies with all of you.
Sure.
So you see that problem? Shouldn't smart people have children?
If you want to continue fighting the hordes of retards that make up this planet, sure. I see. I go, no, all right, I have no babies. I'll leave no problems behind. And, I agree with you. Yeah, I'm not against your theories about eugenics. And I'm not saying there's no New World Order. It would be retarded to think there wasn't some kind of New World Order. On every social... You have people out here. You control how, you know, that guy's going to get to work at 2:30 and he kisses your ass more, so he's going to get a better job than him.
Not really.
Engineer on whatever level of society, so it would be.
Well, whoever does the best job gets paid more out there.
All right.
And also, I kind of let them do their own thing as long as they get the job done.
Sure, but I'm saying there's engineering.
Well, no, the bigger a group gets, you have to do that, yeah.
Right, yeah, so it would be illogical to think there aren't people at the top deciding.
Well, here's Billionaire Club and bid to curb overpopulation, secret meetings with the Rockefellers to bring in world government. I mean, that's Times of London.
All right.
I mean, proving what you're saying.
Yeah, no, you are well documented. I don't disagree with.
Here's another one. They gave the homeless people shots and 30% of them died. That was done. That's a London Telegraph. Here's another one. They give the little black kids the polio, and it turned out it was a weaponized polio to kill them. That's CBS News.
All right. I don't get inoculated. I don't trust them. I'm saying, sure. So why don't you get into the New World Order and start making differences that are decent?
Well, no, because they won't let you in the New World Order if you agree with them.
All right. What's the answer?
I agree that, I mean, Larry Silverstein said he blew up Building 7, then he said he didn't say it. Now Fox News goes, okay, they were going to blow it up, but then we didn't. And then all the evidence is there they did it, and then the public doesn't get angry about that. And so the elite says, well, see, we're going to kill them.
And that brings me back to the point that people suck. If I had to put money on whether or not 9/11 was an inside job, I'd bet money on yes. But it doesn't affect my life. There's a lot of tragedies that occur every day that I choose not to just sit around and go, this is wrong in the police state, and they're trying to do this. You make up your own, you know, you learn how to live under.
But, Doug, you're saying you've given up.
To an extent, yeah. I've given up making myself crazy. I used to watch your stuff all the time and go mad, and not just your stuff, but I'd follow links, and I would just realize how awful my life became. Because of all of these things that I'm impotent to.
Because of the responsibility. I don't think you're impotent, though. You're just not going to get instant results.
Sure, and you make small differences where you can. You act low.
Because the world's always had problems, but if people don't stand up for what's better, it's going to get a lot worse.
I know, and that's what I said. It's a cycle.
But then there's a debate about what's better. The elite believe they're killing us. I mean, most people are getting cancer now. Everybody's dying around us. They believe they're helping. And I believe they're not.
Well, yeah, you believe you're helping by, you know, what do you call it? Making babies. I lost the big word there. But procreating.
Breeding.
Yeah, procreating. And I think you're wrong. So.
So what do we do, then?
Dead air. How about that?
No, I'm just here listening to you.
Let's move on to something else that we agree on.
Okay, let's talk about the fear-mongering. You talk a lot about that with the media.
You have to smile a little bit every time you say someone else's fear-mongering. <Come on. laughs> What is this whole show about?
It is about. I'm raising the alarm. This stuff does concern me.
All right. But anyway, yeah, the fear-mongering, sure. Yes, it people are entertained by it. Not just you, Fox News, CNN, whatever.
But let's be clear. I fear-monger about real stuff. You know, I said, hey, this flu shot is dangerous and the flu isn't going to be bad. I was right.
All right.
They fear-mongered and said the opposite.
All right. So who died from the flu?
Hey, let me tell you, we had record low level a lot. I just was covering it earlier. We had record low people worldwide take the shot, and we had record low flu. I had a brain surgeon on talking about, you know, all these things.
Like, clip.
But I mean, the issue is it was real fear-mongering and we're kicking their butt. See, I found out, Doug, we can really have an effect.
All right. If you
they use fear that's based on lies. I use fear that's based on truth.
Well, they use fear that's based on nothing. Like, it's just, you know, silliness, something to distract you in your day. I'm trying to think of an example, but whatever. The stupid hybrid car where your gas pedal is going to stick and you're going to go careening into a wall, and people are all about the Toyota. You don't even own a Toyota. What do you care for? People like to be distracted. They want to be afraid because they don't want to face the awful reality that probably nothing of any significance will ever happen to you in your entire life.
Well, I want a life of substance.
Yeah, but I'm saying most people will go through life. They're not going to be on American Idol. They won't win the lottery. They won't be caught in gang warfare. They'll just have their hump job in a cubicle, and they'll get a gold watch when they're 60, and they'll die of something, and that's going to be their whole life. And they'd much
unless if a society
outside the door,
unless we had goals for our main moon base and to create an atmosphere on the moon, which can be done, and then to move on to Mars. Unless we had a race consciousness of humanity to survive as a species and work together.
Yeah, that's easy to talk about, but again.
Well, why do I have a deep almost possessed desire for the species to make it?
I have no idea.
I'm in love with humanity. I'm in love with all.
Man, man.
Yeah.
That was Al Pacino as the devil in Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, well, the devil's actually, and that's another lie of the devil media, the devil is not a fan of man. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy man.
Well, but he says, I'm a fan of man. That's right.
That's what you remind me of. Not the devil, but that kind of passion. I wish I felt it, Alex. But again, I don't know if it's because I've chosen not to, to breed or leave people behind. But yeah, I kind of, at some point, don't you want to enjoy your day? Do you ever take a day off? That's what I want to know. Do you ever just go, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to the pool.
I do that.
All right. Enough of the New World Order. I know it's out there, but take a day off.
Yeah, but then I see chemtrails. I see billboards.
Propaganda. I can't imagine being you. Like, I went through a period of my life where I was that, like, just insane with it all. And I just love to see you just one day sitting by a pool at a Holiday Inn with Bermuda shorts on. This big lobster sunburn goes.
Soaking in sodium fluoride.
Exactly. At what point do you, I guess, yeah.
Eating GMO muffins designed to sterilize me.
How many kids are you going to have?
I don't like somebody sterilizing me.
I don't like it either, but.
Yeah,
beer does the same thing. It lowers your sperm count, but I like to drink.
All right, Doug Stanhope, we're going to break. We got a lot of other news to cover here. On the other side, we're talking about the economy, talk about 9/11, individual freedoms, whatever.
And I want to hear one, like, good story from Alex Jones about, like, a nice vacation.
All right, we're going to break. We'll do it.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supplement formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're about to go off all the AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave Satellite, and XM here in just a moment. But we're going to do a special 30-minute or 20 minutes or so. KLBJ's picking him up. Overdrive. It'll be on the audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
And you'll also be able to watch the video stream at PrisonPlanet.tv for another 25 minutes or so after the show ends officially here in about 5 minutes. Doug Stanhope, we were getting into a nice little debate out there just a moment ago, but tell us about your show coming up in Austin.
Oh, I'll be Saturday night at Red 7. It's Red River and 7th, 9 o'clock show, and you'll hear all... It'll be all this stuff I can't say on the radio, which is most everything I say on stage.
So are you doing one show in Austin?
Just one show, yeah.
Red 7 when again?
Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Red 7 at 7?
Red 7 at 9.
At 9?
Yeah.
Red 7 at 9.
7, I don't know.
Something like that.
Ask around. Google it, lady.
And there's a whole list of tour dates up at DougStanhopeEugenics.com.
All over the world, yes. DougStanhopeEugenics.com. Uh-huh. Incentive-based, where you offer up some white trash prizes in return for someone. So people willingly sterilize themselves. Hey, you want to go crossbow hunting with Ted Nugent? Here's your chance. And people can, through philanthropy, offer up some, a free lifetime supply of Sunny Delight. You want that, lady? All you have to do is putty up the front hole.
Oh, my gosh. That's evil. Stop, stop.
Why? Why is that evil? If someone's like,
listen, stop, stop, stop. I know I'm saying it's a family show here, Doug. Doug Stanhope, I mean, we have here in the laboratory right now a very interesting specimen. Some of these other points, individual freedoms. I mean, where are you on that front? Do you like the police?
Yeah, no, I'm a libertarian at heart. I have doubts logically that it could work because, again, it does rely on a faith in humankind, and it's really tough to keep that belief going that human beings are inherently good. So it's really hard for me to believe that when you see daily what people are like. I'm pro drugs. I think every drug should be legal. It's a private property issue. You own your own body. If you stop believing that you completely own your body and you should be able to do whatever you want with it. Snort Clorox, it's yours. It's your property. If you find something living within inside of you, rent-free, squatting, homesteading in your uterus, you should be able to evict it. I believe that. I'm a drug user, recreationally, occasional drug user. Never had a problem with it. The only thing I've ever had problems with are cigarettes.
Well, I mean, ending the show here on the abortion issue, this is – people use it as a contraceptive, and it doubles a woman's chance of different types of cancer. I mean, because you're terminating something unnatural.
Oh, yeah. I promote sodomy as an alternative. I'm not saying you should have an abortion. You shouldn't get pregnant.
Oh, I tell you, you are just – the New World Order should love you.
I'm looking for a job app. I'm telling you.
That's everything they promote, and they say that's the reason. I mean, they say that's why they promote homosexuality, is because they don't want people having families.
I think homosexuality is probably a natural occurrence to overpopulation because the planet will weed itself out. If it has a problem, it
Well, I don't hate those people. I just know it's statistically a very destructive lifestyle for those people. And
it can be pretty painful. I've tried some of it.
Stop.
I'm
seriously.
I'm kidding.
Well, Doug Stanhope, I haven't seen you in a long time, and you have definitely increased your degenerate atheist aura. And I'm sorry to have to say that. I know you don't care. It's like you're moral, but it's twisted. You think, like, it's moral what you believe in. And, well, we're going to break for 1 minute, coming back in overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. But I think this has been an illustration for people about the enemy we face, Doug Stanhope. You are the enemy.
I am.
You are my enemy. I just want you to know that. We'll be right back with the enemy. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.